Yes, hello, good morning. Is this Austin?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Austin?
Good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking, sir. Well, nice to meet you there. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here for my department. You were just speaking to a gentleman there by the name of John a minute ago, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so he's one of our mapping coordinators here for the company. His job today has been to find one quality company in your area, in your line of industry, so that we can refill this listing that opened up this morning on the first page of Google within our company. So we're only allowed to work with one company. Once we feel that we can't call up anybody else, you are the first candidate here for this position, Austin. And the gentleman there, he was asking me to jump on the line here as his director here to see if I can approve a better price here for you. And I'm going to see what I can do for you since it is an exclusive spot. We got to feel if you're willing to give it a shot. But Austin, did you have any other questions for me aside from the price? I guess, have you ever tried something like this before, or is this kind of the first time you're getting a call in regards to being on Google?
First time I'd ever be doing anything like this. What is your guys' company name, just so I can, like, know who I'm dealing with? I didn't hear what you said.
Gotcha. it's the company name is called Local, like local area, and the splash.com. We actually have been around for 17 years. And we actually happen to be a premier Google partner. So we're one out of eight companies in the United States that actually are affiliated with Google directly. I just sent you a link to your cell phone. I assume this is a cell phone. So that way you can actually click on it, and it will take you to google.com/partners, and you're going to be able to verify that what I'm saying is 100% truth. Okay, so that way you know who you're dealing with, like you said. You can go ahead and click on it, so you can check us out. And that's Google's website, google.com/partners. And at the top left-hand corner, you'll see Local Splash. So obviously, we can't hack into Google and put ourselves there, you know?
Correct.
Okay, so, and my name is Martin, so I'm also going to send you my information here. And just so you know, my company always monitors our calls, and Google always monitors our calls. They assist us, they train us, so you'll be in good hands. Okay, I just sent you my information also, and you're going to get it all in writing as well. Okay, so basically what we're going to do for you, Austin, if you're willing to give us a shot, is we will go ahead and list your company on the very first page of Google on the map section and the ad section. Are you familiar with both those sections?
Yeah, I've done Google searches for, like, other different businesses and stuff.
Okay.
They're about the same, correct?
Yeah, and I'm sure you Google stuff all the time yourself, right? I mean, so obviously it's something that we all use on a daily basis. And let me ask you a question. I mean, if you weren't you, right? Let's say I'm Austin and you're Marlon and you're looking for some junk removal or demolition or something that you do. If you don't know a company by name, how would you look for a junk removal company?
Google, search it up.
There you go. So why not put yourself where you would actually look? You know what I mean? So the money is there. It's just a matter of being that option. You know what I mean? And right now, unfortunately, Austin, you're showing up on page number, let me see what ranking you got right now as your company in and out, junk removal and demolition. Okay, yeah, that's terrible, man. You're on page number 5. So you know nobody's going to go to that page unless you're bored and just like going through companies. You know what I mean? Because people don't even go to page 2, to be honest with you. They have too many options on the first page, and if you click on more companies, you can get a lot more companies there. So that's where we're going to put you, okay? I see that you have a good reputation, Austin, so it's pretty much about taking that good reputation to the first page, and you can have that one-on-one with the clients. And we're not one of those services where they charge you for phone calls. Every time you open up a lead, you got to pay for it, which kind of gets annoying, especially if you know they're sending that lead up to like 8 different companies. And I just did notice that you have a company there that you may be working with. I don't know if it's old or new. Home Advisor, Angie's List, or whatnot?
Yes.
Okay, so how is that working out for you? How do you like that service? That's actually what I was talking about, but I didn't know you were with them.
It's all right. It's not the greatest, but it's...
Yes, sir.
It gets some work.
Okay. Well, how long have you been with them, would you say?
3 weeks.
3 weeks? Okay. Do you know the average that you've been paying monthly with them?
I haven't paid anything yet. I'm not special program at that cap yet.
Okay. And be careful with them, Austin, okay? And I'm telling you that because I've been doing this for 9 years with my company, and we've been up for 17 years, and I have a lot of clients that come from Home Advisor, Angie's Leads, or Yelps and other directories or whatnot. And at the end of the day, they feel like Google is the main best thing, and they feel like, man, I should have done this before. But obviously, these positions have to be available in order for you to take it. So, and I'm not trying to bash Home Advisor. I'm just trying to tell you, like, hey, look, this is totally different. You don't pay us for leads, and you will be on the first page of Google, okay? Now, the Google Maps, just so you know, it targets 15 miles or so. The Google Ads, okay, that targets outside of the 15 miles. So if you're looking to target 20 miles, 30, 50, whatever, the Google Ads will target that for you. In addition to that, we also put you on Bing, multiple directories that are very popular in the area to improve your presence online. We also put you on the mobile platforms, so you show up on cell phones, tablets, iPhones, and iPads. And we also put you on Alexa and Google Home. You're familiar with those devices, right? People have them?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's included. So the whole point is to get you anywhere and everywhere that people are looking for your services online. So when they do, they say, Alexa, find me a junk removal company in my area. Bam, you show up, they call you, and that's money for you right there. Okay. Last but not least, I was looking at your profile here. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if this is correct. I don't see a website attached to your profile. You don't have a website yet there, Austin?
Correct. I'm still trying to build my website.
Yourself, or you're having someone make it?
I'm having somebody make it for me right now.
Okay, so it's kind of in the process. Well, I can help you with that too if you want. I mean, and normally we do actually charge for the website creation and all that, the hosting, but if you're willing to help me out, close out this category today, man, not only will you not regret it and profit off of it, but you also get a free website included today. Okay, it'll be ready within 3 to 5 days, so that way whoever's making it for you, they don't have to worry about that, and we'll take care of everything for you, the hosting, and it has a lot of features on it. Photos, reviews from Google, you can link up your Google reviews to it, and you can even put your payment methods on it, so people can actually pay you through your website once you do a job. I know some clients have a little bit of trouble collecting money after they do the job, so that'll help you out a lot too. Okay, so
that is, yes, cool. I own that website. After 2 or 3 years of use, I want to go a different route. Will I still keep my website?
Or will you guys? That's a good question. Like a worst case scenario, right? If it doesn't work out, if it doesn't work out, or if you decide to or you move or whatever it is, right? But you want to keep the website. You can keep the website. And if you want us to keep hosting it, we can do that for you. And I believe they charge about 40 something bucks a month or something for the hosting. Don't quote me on it. But it's not a lot of money. That's what I'm trying to say. And, we can keep on hosting it. Now, let's just say you don't want us to keep hosting it. And you want to just, keep the website, domain name. If you don't own the domain name, if we bought it for you, then you can just buy it off, for like 90 bucks or something around that too. Do you own a domain name or no?
I can buy my domain name off you guys at that point.
Yes, sir. Yes, you can.
Okay.
And actually that's a win-win situation because we're actually giving it to you for free. As a thank you, you know what I mean? So, normally we charge about $300 for the website alone. And normally it's about like 50-something bucks a month for the hosting, aside from the service, right? So we'll include that for you, okay? I got you. Also, I didn't notice a logo in your company. Do you not have a logo?
Awesome. I do have a logo.
You do?
I do have a logo. I've already paid and created.
Okay, yeah, I don't see it in many places. That's probably because your ranking's bad, you know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to bash your company either, man. I'm just trying to be real with you. I'm trying to let you know where you're actually located at. So things are pretty much like all over the place. Your logo's scattered, your website's not there, and you know what I mean? So your company name is on page 5. So we're going to fix all that for you. And the reason why I was bringing up a logo is because we can actually help you with that too. Okay, but you already have one, so we'll go ahead and put it on your website. Let me go ahead and show you one of my clients' websites, okay? So you can see the type of website we're going to create you. Because sometimes when you you get something free, it's like it's ugly, cheesy looking, no?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, so that's right.
All right, let me see here. Okay, I just sent you one of my clients' websites. We have over 10,000 clients throughout the nation. I'm going to I just sent you a random one so that you can get an idea of the template. Go ahead and check it out. This gentleman here, he's a painter. He's all over the first page. Very happy with our services. He's not, he hasn't been with us too long either, but he's already all over the first page. So it was the same scenario with him as well. He needed a website, and he was actually working with Home Advisor too himself. So now he's with us, very happy. He canceled Home Advisor. Now he's making more money, saving more money. So as you can see right there, instead of that WG painting, obviously it'll say your company name or your logo or both. You can pick and choose, right? Your little lead box right there, your little G right there that takes people to Google reviews, your phone number. They can call you by just simply touching it from your website. Your reviews, you can actually change those yourself. You have access to your website, by the way. Your services, photos of work that you've done. I'm sure you have some beautiful photos or whatnot or before and afters. You know what I mean? People like are very visual, and I mean, they kind of want to see, okay, is this guy, I mean, quality or whatnot. Then a little bit of biography about your company, where you service at, et cetera. And then we can link up your social media also that you may have that's attached to In-N-Out. We'll go ahead and put it on your website also. So this website here will be ready within 3 to 5 days. It'll be live in 7 to 10 days on Google Ads. We'll get your PIN code verification sent out to you within 6 to 11 business days. From Google headquarters in California. It's a postcard with 5 digits. And we'll get the process started for the map section. Okay? Now that you have a better idea of what it is we're going to be doing for you, and by the way, you have a tracking system also, Austin, where I don't know if you kind of like to be hands-on with your account. I would like to also, because obviously you want to know where your money's going. You have access to your full reports to see where the phone calls are coming from. So you can actually see if our service is actually causing phone calls to go your way or if it's not at all. So in other words, to keep it basic, you can see if our service is working or if it sucks. So then at that point, you can see yourself, if it's working, you'll keep it. If it's not, then you'll cancel because you're not getting me in a contract. Okay, now let's get into the pricing part of things. The scary part, since it is an exclusive spot, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I hope that it's enough for you to give me a shot. Let me see here. I'm sending you the pricing page now. Do me a favor. Go ahead and click on it. Let me know once you open it up. All
right, got it.
Okay. So now they're pretty scary prices, okay? But I'll tell you what I'll do, all right? And trust me, it'll be worth it. at the top, it says take control of your online presence. You scroll down. Past proven success. You'll see we've been around for 17 years, over 10,000 clients. The process is what we're doing right now. It shows you that we're a Google partner again. Now, Essential Pro and Platinum, right? Okay.
Yep.
So now what I would like to do for you, Austin, is get you the Platinum package, which has all the bells and whistles, and I'll throw in the website for free. But I'll give it to you for the price of the Essential. So instead of $5.99 that you see there, it'll be $2.99. And as you can see, there's little numbers right there in the bottom. It says setup fee $2.99 on top of any of those prices on the first month only. I'll drop $200 off that, leave that setup fee at $99. And once it's all approved, it'll drop the price down instead of $900 first payment. Instead of $5.99 every month, it'll be $3.98 today, Austin, and $2.99 every month after. And you get the $300 website for free. No contracts. No cancellation fees, no surprises, no cost per click, no cost per lead, nothing like that. I promise. Okay. And you have full access to me. I've been here for 9 years. If ever you need to contact a client, a technician or whatnot, and they're not responding for whatever reason, I'm just saying, like giving you an example, please call me, let me know, and I'll make sure that they call you ASAP because I want you to have a good experience with my company so that way you stay with us for a long time. And honestly, I believe that you're probably going to give me a call in the future, maybe in a couple of months or so, and probably sign up a contract with me. So I'll offer you different options then as well. Now, to give you an example of what you can expect as far as like traffic going your way, right? It's showing me here. Is junk removal your bread and butter, Austin?
Yeah, currently right now.
Okay, is that what you would rather be found for the most, or is that like your main keyword of focus, you would like us to focus on, would you say?
Yeah, the junk removal and demolition, would you have to split up for the two different things?
You have about 12 to 14 keywords and over 200 variations, so you have more than enough. It wouldn't just be one keyword, but we like to focus the main keywords first, and then obviously the other rest will go after. But let's just say I'm going to do a search here in a 20-mile radius for junk removal, just out of curiosity to see what type of traffic you can expect. And it's going to show me the last the searches that were made in the last 30 days in a 20-mile radius. Let me see here. Okay, that's a big number, man. Okay, so 1,113 searches.
Yeah,
in the last 30 days. Okay, now I'm not telling you, look, Austin, you're going to get all of them, because I'll be lying to you, and obviously you're smart. You know that you wouldn't be the only guy on the first page of Google, but now you're going to be one of those guys on the first page of Google, so you're going to get a steady flow of traffic from these searches going your way. And, I mean, you sound like a gentleman, and I'm sure you have good pricing or competitive pricing or whatnot. You have a good reputation, so once you get that interested client on the phone with you, I'm pretty sure it's all done. I'm sure you'll get it, right? They're interested in the service. They Google it, so the money's there. How many clients do you think it would take for you to make them $398 back or $299 back and make some profit on top there, Austin, at that rate, at that number of searches?
It would only take a couple jobs.
There you go. And, I mean, you sound pretty young yourself, too, man. You sound young, so I'm pretty sure you're on your grind, still young and healthy, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm just in the startup process, so that's why I don't have all my website and everything started yet.
Oh, there you go, my man. So, I mean, this is something that will pretty much, this is like your starter kit. You know what I mean? This is something that, the best investment you're going to make for your company. And what better time to start than in January 2022, my man? So, the rest of 2022 could be very successful for you. Okay. Now you have everything that you ever needed. And, even worst case scenario, you get to keep the directories. We discussed the website, options. If you decide to cancel in the future, which I don't see happening, but let's just say, so even worst case scenario, you come out winning, not empty-handed, and you still make your money back that you invested. It shouldn't be hard. Now, I guess my question to you, Austin, since it is an exclusive position that we have to close out today, and if I can get that pricing approved for you, get that website included for free, no contracts, I mean, I'm sure there's got to be more than enough for you to give me a shot today, right? Try this thing out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to see you guys.
Okay, so let me go ahead and start your, the process here, so I'll get you off the phone as soon as possible. And sorry that I'm taking so long here. Austin, do you spell Austin A-U-S-T-I-N, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how do you spell your last name, please?
Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R.
Saucer or Foster?
Yeah, Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R.
Okay, I always, I don't know, I always think that the F sounds like an S. So F-O-S-T-E-R, Foster. All right, and the email where you want me to send your invoice, your confirmation, or any correspondences that have to do with our company and yours, and also my primary email that I'm going to send you, or my first email with the proposal, everything that we agreed upon, including that it outlines that there's no contracts, the pricing that I'm giving you, so nobody could ever change the price on you or anything like that. I'm giving you a form of protection for yourself also. Where can I send that to, Austin?
It'll be www.austinfoster@gmail.
Okay, I thought you were giving me a website.
Yeah, no, it was a long time ago. I have a question. So,
yes, sir.
For anything that we set up now, will I be able to send other things to you guys to add on to that, or can I add stuff on personally? Like, if I check my email from my company, or
you mean like updating things? Yeah, you have access. Yeah. You have full access to your website. The only thing you can't change on your website is like keywords, because I mean you would get stuck there and you'll probably mess it up because that's very tedious stuff and it's a lot of like you'll see a bunch of letters and numbers and yeah you'll get lost. You know what I mean? So we handle that part. But anything else you can change, photos, like biography, slogan, things like that, you can change that yourself or you can give us a call and we can change it for you. So that's not a problem. So either or, you can. It's up to you pretty much.
Okay. Yeah,
okay,
that's my personal.
I got you. No, you want to be hands-on, so I appreciate that. I actually want you to be hands-on because it's important to stay in touch with us so you know what we're doing and we keep you updated with your profile, your listing, and everything. And you said it was www. Sorry, I didn't get the rest.
It's like the website. It's like www. And then my first name, last name.
Okay, and that's Austin Foster, and then @gmail.com directly.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So you're going to get my the first email from me, and then you're going to receive your first initial, your local splash initial invoice right after the payment goes through. What phone number do you want the clients to call you at once they see you on Google there, Austin?
This one, the 571-235-3950.
All right. And do you have a secondary number you want to add for emergencies for us to call you in case it's important, or this is the only number that you always have?
This is the only one to be contacted for any business stuff.
Okay. And the email that you gave me came out invalid. Did I put something wrong here? Let me see here.
www.austinfoster@gmail.com.
Oh, two it W's?
It's three W's.
Okay.
It's like a website. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. That's where I get. Yeah, that's why I was confused at the beginning. I'm like, man, is he giving me a website? Okay, so it's www.
I know.
Austin, Austin, Foster, Foster, @gmail.com.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go ahead and text it to you also, just in case I'm messing up somewhere. Okay. Just so there's no human mistakes here.
I got your both right here. Yep.
Oh, you got my email? Okay. Yeah, that's weird. I guess it's a glitch in my system. Sorry about that. Okay. So it is correct. You got the email, obviously. And I have an address here on file that we're going to be sending your PIN code verification to. Can we send that over to 112 Clifton Road, Berryville, Virginia, 22611?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And we're going to hide that address. That's what you prefer, right? I assume. It's a home, not an office yet or whatnot?
That's where I'm running my business out of. So if you guys need to put that
Yeah, it's out of your privacy, and I always recommend my clients to hide it because you're going to them, they're not going to you. The only time I would recommend the clients to have MapQuest directions to your home, which is an office or home, whatever, is if you actually have like a secretary there, and you actually have the need, you have the need for them to go to you. But since you don't, there's no reason to show it. All they really want to see is your website, your phone number, and call you, and for you to come down there to do your business. So we'll go ahead and hide it for you. Okay, now I'm going to read you a quick 90-second voice verification, Austin. Get you processed in, and I'm going to put you on the calendar here so you can talk to my technician today about your keywords, what you prefer to be showing up for mainly, if you want to do commercial, residential, either or both, what type of radius you want, what cities you want, all the little details we'll get into later on today. It's a 10-15 minute phone interview over the phone. You don't need to be in front of your computers to get to know your company better so you can advertise strategically for your company. Okay, before I do that, though, what type of card did you want to use for the account there, Austin? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover? What would you prefer to use, sir?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and does it say Austin Foster in the card, or do you have a middle initial or anything different that I should change? That's what I'm going to send the invoice.
It says Austin M. Foster.
M as in Mary, right? Not like a Nancy?
Yeah, M as in Michael, Matt, stuff like that.
Okay, there you go. And same billing address, I assume, too, right, Austin?
Yeah, I have a billing address on this.
Different? Okay, what is it?
It'll be 411.
Yes, sir.
Brannon Lane.
B-R-A-N-N-O-N. Okay. Lane,
Charlestown, West Virginia.
What was the city? Sorry, I didn't hear it.
Charlestown, two words.
Can you spell that for me?
C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
Oh, Charlestown.
Yep.
Okay, and you said West Virginia, and the zip code, please?
25414.
Okay, and last but not least, the card number is to start with a 4, please, whenever you're ready.
4000.
Yes, sir.
2224.
2224.
Correct. 0109.
Yes, sir.
5973.
And the expiration?
Expiration is 1025.
1025. And the 3 in the back, please.
185.
Okay, so now I'm going to read you the verification. This is obviously to protect you legally and to honor the service agreement. And it's also another form of protection for you, okay? So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order there, Mr. Foster, please state the name of your company.
In and Out Junk Removal and Demolition.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Austin Michael Foster, and I am the owner.
Thank you, Austin. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of In and Out Junk Removal and Demolition today?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And are you obviously authorized to use this card here on file? Obviously.
Yep.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time so that we are all on the same page. And a hire Local Splash as your certified marketing representative. Please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. The initial term and account setup is being charged today in the lowered amount for the Platinum Package, which also includes a website as part of the deal. I'm putting it on record at $398 today. When the account reaches its end, it'll automatically renew each month on the 20th in the lowered amount of $299. When the term is completed, it'll renew, obviously, but if you wish to cancel the services, please call us 3 days before the next billing is due so we can cancel it out for you if that's what you wish. Calling us at customer service at 877-635-6225, and that would be extension number 1, and my extension would be extension number 622, okay? You can reach me at any time, but customer service is extension 1. Okay, so now do me a favor. Go ahead and check your email to make sure you got your receipt there. I want to make sure that you save that also. Save it for your tax records also because it is a tax write-off. I'm sure you know that. This is marketing or whatnot. It should say local.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says Local Splash Initial Invoice. I know you got one that says Welcome, but check the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yeah, premium listing bundle, and then total $398.
Yes, sir. So then go all the way down to the bottom if you got to the terms of experience, and then you'll see your name. It says confirm signature, and also a little box that says I am the certified holder of this card. Do you see that, or did you go to the other one?
I think I went to the other one because it's not showing me that.
Okay, so yeah, go ahead and go to the one that's titled or Local Splash Initial Invoice, and then once you click on it, then it'll open up, and then you'll see a link that says click here, subscription terms. You click on that, and then it'll take you to the terms of experience. Once you see that at the top, then scroll all the way down to the bottom, and then you'll see that little box, empty box, put an X on it or a check mark that says I'm the certified holder, and then type in your name and then confirm signature. And this is also how you'll be able to enter your dashboard once everything is active, and you'll be able to see, like, the results, the phone calls, the leads. You can request reviews, right? Well, not write reviews yourself, but I mean for your own company, but you'll be able to respond to reviews is what I meant to say. You'll have access to that. Right now, you don't have access to it. They're going to give you a username and password on the client interview. Okay? So let me see here. Okay, so once you sign that, it'll ask you to put in a username and password. As I mentioned, you don't have one yet, so we'll go ahead and take care of that in the client interview. Now, speaking of the client interview, I'm going to go ahead and put you on. I would like to take care of it today if you don't mind because you paid us today, so I want to respect you and your money, and I want to get the ball rolling here for you. Let me see what I have available today here. We're in Pacific time, so we're 3-hour difference here in California and Virginia. I have one available appointment. I hope you can make it. It's up 1 o'clock today, so that means it's at 2, 3, 4. Between 4 and 5 o'clock, they'll call you. Would that be okay with you, Austin?
That works perfect.
Okay, very good. So then, and please don't miss the phone call. That's very important and crucial to your account because we want to make sure we know you want us to create your website and all the little details, okay? We can't advertise not knowing what you want to be found for. Okay, so let me see here. And I'm going to send you a reminder to your Google Calendar. I don't know if you use it or not. Do you?
Not yet, but I will start using it.
Okay, yeah, same here, man. I mean, it's kind of weird. I work for a company affiliated with Google, and I barely started using it myself. I usually just use my calendar or I text myself with stuff. It's kind of weird, right? Yeah. Yeah, you would think I would use it.
For you personally, does it help you?
What's that?
Does the Google Calendar personally help you better, or did you prefer? Do you prefer the other ways of keeping your stuff like
the Google Calendar? Now that I got to like use the Google Calendar, it's funny how you ask. I find it like very convenient because it actually sends you reminders versus kind of me texting myself or sending myself emails, kind of old school. And especially because I got four kids, my man. I mean, I got to keep track of schedules, doctor appointments, and things like that. So it's very, yeah, it's very, very helpful, to be honest with you. And okay. I really started using it. So yeah, I would try to use this kind of, it's not too hard to kind of navigate either. So you'll be able to find it there. And okay. So I'm going to go ahead and book that up here for you. You have your terms and conditions. The last thing I'm going to do for you, and I promise I'm almost done here. Sorry, I'm taking so long. What would you say? I'm going to send some notes here for my technician, okay? So he knows, like, where to start. I like to give him homework before they call you. So it's not just like, hey, who are you? What, you know what I mean? I don't want it to be a blank call. I want to make sure that he knows what you're, at least an idea of who we're dealing with and what you want to focus on. With that said, what would you say are, like, top three services that you want to offer? I know you mentioned junk removal, demolition. Anything else you want to add to that?
Home cleanouts, yard clean out.
Okay.
Some other listings I got. One second. Mm-hmm. I have certain listings I want to stay on.
Okay, they're going to get more in depth with your keywords.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and just put that down there, and then what they're going to do is they have a little system where it pulls up a bunch of keywords for them from in their system. And then they'll start asking you like, okay, we have these that are very popular that are searched on Google. Do you want this keyword, this keyword, this keyword? And you'll let them know right there also. Okay. And let me see here. And you prefer them for them to call you straight up, right? You don't want them to text you before they call or anything like that, or would you like them to text you before they call you, kind of remind you that they're calling?
It could be a reminder text, but I'll be there for the phone call for sure.
Okay, very good. Okay, and we scheduled it at 1 o'clock, so that's did we schedule 1 o'clock? Okay, yeah, so it's 1 o'clock our time, but 4 o'clock your time. So, yeah, between 4 and 5. Okay, so Pacific time. Okay, the rest of the notes here, I'm going to go ahead and take care of. And you do have photos for of work that you've done, or do you need some stock photos?
Not currently. I still don't have any photos before and afters yet.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and provide some stock photos for you, but I would recommend that you get in the habit of like taking before and afters, because people want to see what type of work you'll do and what you were presented with and how you left it. I don't know if that makes sense. You know what I mean? So get in the habit of doing that, and then we'll start flipping them out, start putting in your photos, because you want to show them your photos, not like stock photos. And I mean, even though they'll look really nice. But it's up to you, you know what I mean? I'm not telling you how to, like, I mean, we'll be with you every step of the way.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, aside from that, Austin, thank you for giving us a shot, my man. I appreciate you. I thank you for your business. And if you get any phone calls from any company claiming to be Google, or that they can do it for less, or that you got to pay more money or anything like that, please be careful with these scammers. Write down the phone number if you can. Let us know so we can report these phone numbers to Google directly, okay? So these type of calls will stop and you can focus on your work. Aside from that, welcome aboard. God bless. And I wish you nothing but success 2022, Austin. And please feel free to give me a call at any time. I'm here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. So we're 3-hour difference. Always keep that in mind. But you can always email me or text me during the weekend. And as soon as I get to my office on Monday, I'll make sure that I contact you back if you ever need me. I'm just making myself available for you. I don't want you to think that Martin took my card and he disappeared. I'm here. I've been here for 9 years, so I just want to make sure that I'm available for you. But you will have a bunch of technicians there to help you out. They're all certified. They're good people, so you're in good hands. But I'm always here if you need to reach me, okay? And if you ever want to switch it to a contract down the line, if you see things are working great, please call me directly. Call me, and I'll see what I can do for you and give you a prepaid and all that, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Austin, you have yourself a great day. I appreciate your time, and please don't miss your appointment, okay? We will talk to you at about between 4 and 5, all right?
All right.
Thank you, Austin. Have a great day, sir.
Goodbye.
Thank you, sir.